made out of ducking material.
Heavy.
Thick.
Heavy.
Yeah. Sort of like cotton sack. You've seen cotton sacks.
Yeah.
Thick cut like that.
What do you, did Grandpa used to call something a gunny sack?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know.
I've heard some people call it gunny sack.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Granny, you said you used to take a some corn to be ground.
Yeah.
How much would you take?
We'd take what we call a turn of corn. Yeah. That'd be a sack full. One of these big, tall
sacks. Why do they call it a turn?
I don't know. Just a turn of corn.
Now, that's a new one on me. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
You carry your corn to the mill, you got a turn of corn.
See, Granny, a turn, that's something people never say.
Yeah.
Because they don't take corn to meal anymore, so they can't say it, you know.
No.
Turn of corn. Okay. Okay, Granny, what? You know, you used to have lamps.
Kerosene lamps.
Yeah. And you lit, you know, what was it like?
You'd light them with a match, and they had wicks in them, what they call wicks.
Okay.
And you'd turn this wick up, you know. And when it burned too much, you'd take a scissors and trim that burnt part off.
Okay, what you call a light like this?
This?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have no lights like that.
I know. What do you call them?
Well, that's a floor lamp.
Okay.
And that's a table lamp.
Okay, what do you call the round thing inside there?
Light bulb.
Light bulb. That's what I call it.
What the hell are you supposed to call it?
I don't know. Okay, let's see here. You know, what do you call a round thing in electric lamp?
Uh-huh.
What you used to call a thing you strike a match to?
Yeah.
A lamp.
That's a wick. Yeah. It had kerosene in there and a wick.
Okay, Granny, what did you used to use to take your clothes out? When you used to hang them on a line, what did you use to put your clothes in and take them outside?
A pan, big pan. After I'd wash them
and
go up the line with them.
Yeah.
I just had a big pan that I put them in.
You didn't have a...
no basket or nothing like that.
How come? You didn't use baskets?
Well, they didn't know anything about anything like that to put clothes in.
Even they didn't have these baskets made of... woven
Yeah, they did have them woven baskets too, but we didn't have any.
So you just used a big pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Granny. The big wooden thing that the flour comes in, you call a, what do we call it?
Flour barrel?
Barrel, yeah.
Flour barrel.
Okay, what was the, you remember Grandpa used to get the little wooden things that had nails in? It was little. It looked like a little teeny barrel, but it was filled up with nails.
Oh.
What was that?
Nail keg.
Nail keg.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I call that a keg of nails.
Yeah, keg. So the big one you call a barrel, but the small one you call a keg. Okay. Okay. What do you call? What was those metal things around the barrels that held them together?
Just metal bands. Just
bands.
They were copper bands. Most of them were.
They call them bands.
Bands.
People up north call them hoops.
Hoops. I was going to say that's what we call them. Sometimes hoops.
You know, we have ponds here in the pastures for stock.
Yeah.
And in Texas, they call them tanks.
Tanks.
Yeah. Call a pond a tank.
Okay.